T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily on a Wednesday. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage with you. Thanks for listening in here on KFH. Mornings on KFH, by the way. Staff enjoys a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire.
Yes, sir.
Coffee.
Can I hold
Always
mine up?
Appreciate
there it
that.
Is. Yeah. Can you see it right there,
Paul's
Jacob?
Paul's got it right there.
Right there,
we got
baby.
like a vat of it in the studio.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm going to take a big sip. Hold on just a second.
In the break room there. So we appreciate Prairie Fire.
How was that?
Slurping. Good. Coming up a little later in the show, we're going to have Kevin Saul in, and we think maybe Terry Peter. We'll get clarification on that as we come through, which is good timing.
Why not?
I would like to get his thoughts on the explosion of women's basketball.
I would too.
To talk about Caitlin Clark. We're going to give away some HTO in the second hour. We're going to talk Royals in the second hour. We have a lot to get to today. Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back. It's a fun show, so stick with us. Paul, let's get into the Caitlin Clark story.
Let's do it.
So Caitlin Clark is reportedly doing a Nike deal, and the valuation here is $28 million over 8 years, which, you know, rough math shows that at $3.5 million a year. Pretty similar probably to what her NIL valuation was. If I remember correctly, I think she was at about $3.5 million in college endorsements. $3 million. So according to some reports, it was $3 million in NIL money at Iowa, which is where she started the bidding with these apparel companies. I'm gonna tell you though, Paul, I thought this was gonna be way higher. Now, let me just give you a couple of comparables.
All right, please.
In this.
All right.
So if we're talking about like the largest, just sort of. Sponsorships, all-encompassing sponsorships. Of course, Michael Jordan with Nike is at the top. He just
Obviously.
Has so much skin in the game. It's worth like $1.3 billion, according to Pitch, which is a publication. Cristiano Ronaldo, $1 billion with Nike. Makes sense, right? LeBron and Nike, $1 billion. Makes sense. Messi and Adidas, $1 billion. Makes sense. Federer and whatever Uniqlo is, $300 million. Rory McIlroy and Nike, $250 million. Steph Curry and Under Armour, $215 million. Derrick Rose and his old Adidas deal was at $185 million. David Beckham has one. Tiger Woods has one that's over $100 million. Hmm. Obviously, Caitlin Clark's not going to, before she plays
right.
any professional
yeah.
ball, getting in that stratosphere. Here are the shoe deals, though, Paul, according to Sporting News. Jordan's shoe portion of his, $150 million. A year. LeBron, $32 million a year. Durant, $28 million a year. Steph, $20 million a year. James Harden's at $14 million a year. Zion Williamson is at $12 million a year. Dwayne Wade's at $12 million a year. Giannis is at $12 million a year. Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving are both at $11 million a year. Now, I would ask you this, Paul, and this is where I thought Caitlin Clark's was going to be higher. Would you rather, if you were the decision maker, have Zion Williamson at $12 million or Caitlin Clark at $3.5
million?
Oh. And I bring him up specifically because Zion Williamson has not attained the level of success as a professional. So you got to think of him as coming in. And he was right. The guy, like he was the hyped up, you know, of all the recent draft picks, like as far as like branding and star power, he was that guy. $12 million a year, Caitlin Clark's $3.5 million a year. I'd way rather, if I'm just making a business decision, Paul, I'd way rather have Caitlin Clark because I think Caitlin Clark has the ability in an untapped market to sell shoes like Jordan sold shoes, right, in the beginning.
Right, right. Well,
that's why I thought her deal was going to be much larger because she, like, you've got all these young people, all these young girls playing basketball. Mm-hmm. They're all going to want the Caitlin mm-hmm. Clark shoes.
Right.
All of them. There's no, right. there's nobody to share that with right now.
Right. Two things. First of all, with Zion Williams, it's not a shoe deal. It's an ankle boot deal. That's what that's for. His name, you know, he's going to have his name on an ankle boot. You know that you use for rehab. That's what the no. Of course, I'm not kidding. But and then with
because he hasn't played yet.
Because he hasn't played. I mean, he's always hurt. In fact, in the playoffs, as we speak, I don't think he played last night. Was it the night before? Last night, I don't think he played. I think he was on the bench. I'm so disappointed in Zion and. And I regret making the joke that he's, you know, sponsoring ankle, you know, an ankle boot. But I mean, you get my drift that he's hurt so much of the time that I don't even know. Nobody's getting their money's worth on any of the endorsements that he is being purported with. Now, with Caitlin Clark, what's going to happen when she goes to the WNBA? She's going to lose some of her luster. She's going to lose some of her audience because she will not be as visible unless she drags the WNBA right along with her. Now, I'm not saying that she doesn't have potential, but with regards to being able to promote, you know, this or that or the multitude of things she's been promoting as a Iowa Hawkeye, and I get that, but a lot of that was regional too, by the way. A lot of that was regional. Which makes sense, you know, if you play for Iowa or a Big Ten team, you're going to have a lot of regional sponsors. The question is for Caitlin Clark, how does her game translate to the professional side of things? And there's going to be, as we say with men,
but that doesn't matter for a shoe deal, Paul. I mean, it does.
No,
it,
no,
does
it will
down
over
the road.
It will.
Right, but
yes.
not for an initial 8-year deal, right?
I got you.
Because it doesn't. She's going to sell shoes based on what she's already done.
Right. Sixth graders are going to want her shoe.
Those sales will come now. And then, obviously, if she becomes a great professional player and she continues to draw the interest to, you know, the sport or to her or whatever at the WNBA level that she did in college. And I think time will tell. I think that's going to be the greatest challenge off the court that she's faced so far.
I agree.
Then her next shoe deal will be massive, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be massive. I thought there would be a more massive deal initially because she'll sell so many shoes based on what she's already done mm-hmm. and based on the impacts we've already seen.
Right.
And, you know, if you are wondering if she's going to draw, you know, again, and I only say I love – and on the men's side too now in my life, but I like college basketball now. I consume it far more. In the women's game, that's always been the case for me. And so I think that's the case for a lot of people,
but we've never seen anything like
Caitlin Clark.
No.
So we don't know if it might translate. If the WNBA draft is any indicator, it will translate.
Right.
And that's when I saw the mm-hmm. WNBA draft numbers, that's when I started saying to people, like, watch how big this shoe deal is going to be.
Right.
Because that tells you right there people are interested because they watched it go through.
Right.
But it wasn't as big as I thought. It was a great deal. I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
I'm happy. You know, don't misunderstand. I just tried to think of it as if I were the apparel company. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I would do everything to get her on board because just, like, bottom line, not even, like, the brand, like, in simple bottom line shoe sales – She is good. Watch what happens, Paul. And I could be wrong about this because I was wrong about the size of this deal she was going to get. But watch what happens when they put this shoe out, and you'll start to see all the stories.
Right.
Most popular, most sold shoe of any kind right now for setting records for shoe sales out of the gate. Just watch. It'll happen.
All right. Question for you again. Again, this is a – there's no right or wrong answer. I seem to be full of questions for you today because it's fun. One thing I like about you is that there's things that you and I have different takes on. I like that. I like that when you and I don't see the same item in the same way. And this is one of those because you say you were surprised it wasn't wasn't higher, Caitlin Clark's deal with Nike. I'm a little stunned that it was that high. So, I mean, here you and I were both a little bit different. But here's my question to you. No right or wrong answer, obviously. Do you believe that, say, 2 to 3 years from now, you will be consuming WNBA as a fun thing, as a thing you're not doing for the radio show, but as a basketball fan, will you be consuming WNBA on games that do not include Caitlin Clark? Will you be watching?
Paul, I won't be watching games that do include Caitlin Clark, and it's only because it's not. I have such limited time in what I consume.
I'm not consuming.
I'm not consuming the NBA right now because I watch too much college basketball.
I'm too much
of an NFL draft junkie because I love Major League Baseball. The answer to that is no.
That's interesting.
I'm not watching the NBA anymore. I had to cut the NBA out to make room for all the college basketball that I watch now. So for me, no. But I'm not the person that matters, Paul.
Right.
I'm not.
Well,
the question is...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do all of the women who didn't watch any of it before Caitlin Clark translate to the WNBA? It's not like, and this is what, and I think this is unfair to everybody, by the way. I think this weird like guilt and pressure of being told, well, now you need to watch women's basketball. Well, maybe I don't have time to watch anything other than what I already watch, right? I already watch women's college basketball. I don't have time to add the WNBA to my plate. Okay, so that's unfair to the viewers. What you've got to think of it as is just attention in general. Caitlin Clark has been wildly successful in arena, in eyeballs, because she's tapping this untapped resource of the sports audience. Caitlin Clark is pulling people in that didn't watch any sports before, right? So now you look at it, and does she capture and keep the audience that didn't exist before and translate it?
Yes.
I think the chances of that are pretty high.
That's right, and partly because of the team that the team that she's going to play for, which is going to be Indiana. Which is still, well, that's Big Ten territory, right next door to the state of Iowa, if I have my geography correct. And so, yes, there's going to be a huge hangover with regards to those eyeballs on Caitlin Clark from that area. A lot. Listen, You're a sixth grade girl. You're going to want her shoes as a pro, because your eyes are still going to be on Caitlin Clark, particularly in, let's say, Big Ten territory. You're still going to want to be a part of what she is promoting. And listen, I think she sells as many shoes as Curry, as Durant, who else did you mention?
I think initially I agree.
I think she sells a ton of shoes, and I think that might be, now that I think about it,
that's why I thought this deal would be bigger.
That's why I'm starting to think, you know something, you're right. My initial reaction may have been wrong.
I think she's going to sell a ton of
shoes.
Rodney chimes in.
Go.
Rodney chimes in, says, what are your thoughts about the idea that she would have been better off staying in college for another year financially, visibility? I think her visibility would have been higher.
Did she have another year? Now, that's news to me. She could have.
It would have been the extra weird year and everything. Visibility, I will guess that it would have been higher in college. We'll see. I mean, this is the next trail she's set to blaze to see if she can grow a sport on its own. Financially, I mean, probably not, because now she has an 8-year deal set just slightly above what she was making in college. So financially, dollars and cents, she made the right decision, right? She's now, instead of making $3.5 million, she'll make 30, basically, you know, over 8 years. So I think financially, it was clearly the correct decision. Visibility wise, the WNBA's got a long road to become more popular than women's college basketball, because women's college basketball is exploding in popularity. We'll see if Caitlin Clark can do it. And know this, too. It got amplified by Caitlin Clark, but women's college basketball was growing before the phenomenon of Caitlin Clark. It's been growing for a while. It's always been really popular. She has taken it to all new levels. Don't for sure ask anybody involved in the sport. Coming up, we should have Kevin Saul, and we may have Terry Nooner. We'll get his thoughts on this as Wichita State women's basketball continues to try and get back to prominence. We'll have that. We'll have a giveaway as well for some HTO. We appreciate everybody listening in and tuning in on the IHOP Hotline, 869-1240. We'll come back, more Sports Daily right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.